This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We now return to Tampa Bay's most listened to morning show, The Mike Caltas Show. Mike Caltas Show on 102.5 The Bone.
It's The Mike Caltas Show. It's 102.5 The Bone. My wife has this app, and every once in a while, the app will tell us what our home is worth. Based on, I guess, what homes in the area sell for. But I never see any homes in my... I mean, I live in a cul-de-sac. I never see any of these homes going for sale. I don't know what's real and what's not real. But I really want to know what my home is worth. I go to teamborum.com. That's Team Borum, B-O-R-H-A-M, powered by eXp Realty. And I let Jeff and his team tell me how much my home is worth. Because I could put the address in there and find out for free. And I'll get some high-end, some low-end, some average cost in the area. And I'll get a cash offer for the home only from teamborum.com. Your real estate experts right here in the Tampa Bay area. And I mean right here because they live in the Tampa Bay area. They're not somebody out of market trying to come in here and just sell you houses looking at numbers. They're people who go to the homes, they get in the nitty gritty, and they know what they're doing. And if you're looking to sell your home, buy a home, or you just want to find out what your home is worth, go to teamborum.com. That's Team Borum, B-O-R-H-A-M. And you could search right through there for their listings. You could find buyers, sellers. And, of course, you could talk to the experts at Team Borum and let them help you take all of the anxiety and pressure out of selling a home or buying a home away from you. Make it easy, make it a fun process, and find the home of your dreams or sell your home for the most amount of money. 866-308-7109 or simply go to teamborum.com and tell them you heard about it on the Mike Show, Mike Caltas Show. Good folks, the folks at Team Borum. A couple of months ago, my wife got a phone call. My wife is a mental health counselor, and she worked at a school for at-risk students a while ago. And she got a phone call from a man saying that he was with the Hillsborough County Sheriff's Department and that there was currently a warrant out for her arrest because she did not show up after she was subpoenaed to be an expert witness in a court case. Now, because of her job, that is something that she would be called on to do, to be an expert witness. And to her knowledge, she had not been asked to do it. In fact, the time that they had said that she was supposed to be in court, she was out of the state. And something seemed suspicious. And thankfully, I was there because this guy gave a name, gave a badge number, and gave a phone number where he could be reached. And it was a scam call. And I knew immediately it was a scam call when the guy said that he said, here's your address. We send it to this address. And it was right. And he said, in Lutz, Florida. And I said, no way you're going to tell me that there's a seasoned Hillsborough County right. sheriff that can't pronounce Lutz. So then I proceeded to ask him, well, okay, who's the sheriff? And he could not pronounce Chronister. So I knew that we definitely had a scammer on our hands. And I got on the air and I talked about it the next day. And the police then really called me and they said, hey, we'd like to talk to you about this because this person is really getting to a lot of people. And whether it be the same situation as you, where they say that you missed a court date or for one reason or another, you're in contempt of court, you're going to have to go to jail unless you pay this fine. And people are giving out fines. Some people, and I got to tell you, people are real stupid. Some people have been trading nude photos.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't know how that comes into play. But there's a big story in the paper today in the Tampa Bay Times about a guy that Joey Rosato, he got a call on the line claiming to be a Hillsborough County Sheriff's deputy providing a name and badge number. He said, we're calling to notify you of contempt of court and failure to appear for jury duty. The first thing that comes to mind, this guy said, is that it was definitely a scam. However, the fake deputy then started confirming his personal information. Rosati said he knew his full name, his address, his last four digits of his Social Security number, and he also searched the number that called, and it came up Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office. He said then kind of the dagger that was they asked, have you moved in the last couple of weeks? And he said, well, yes, we have. And they repeated that the summons would have arrived, and they give specific dates in April, which was literally the exact week that they moved. So Rosati said the caller even acknowledged the jury duty scams, telling him he could be a victim and that they would need him to head to the sheriff's office to clear it up, giving him the real address. So in our case, the sheriff's deputy said to my wife, either pay this now over the phone or you're going to have to come down to the station and turn yourself in. To which I grabbed the phone and said, great, we're going to turn her in. We're going to go down there and do it. And that's when they got mad and hung up the phone. And I said, well, what are you hanging up for? And they said, well, you said you're going to go to the station. I go, yeah, but I don't have to be rude and hang up. I knew we had ourselves a scam. But at what point do you recognize this is the scam? So if I say, Spanish, I have you down here as Anthony, and this is your name, number, and social security number. And then I go, do you live with another guy? You're like,
what?
How do you know? And then I go, is it true that you do a show with a sad weirdo on a Sunday? No, I'm just kidding. But if they know information about you and they start putting it out there, how do you differentiate between the two? Couple of things. One is that the police said that they will never issue a warrant for you if you missed a jury duty. They'll try to contact you, but they'll never just, you're never just under arrest. What were the other things they said? I'm trying to think of what the guy said when he was on the air with us. They don't arrest you for that. You can always call the police station and ask them specifically.
I like that.
But yeah, but this guy had a number that came up Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office.
The crazy thing is now that these scammers, they get a lot of this stuff from social media.
Sure.
Yeah. People, when you post on your social media, your house, your car, where you work, what you do, what your favorite restaurant is, who you hang out with.
I'm like, I would have been so frazzled by being called by the police, quote unquote, that I don't think I would have even noticed the Lutz thing. The Lutz and Lutz.
Well, I told you a while back that I had somebody call me and I asked him who the sheriff was.
Yeah.
And they didn't know. And I go, man, you're an idiot. But I mean, if you don't know who the sheriff is and you're Hillsborough County, get out of here.
Yeah, when I call him and I go, how do you, I go, who is the Hillsborough County sheriff's sheriff? And he goes, Chad Cronin. And I go, it's Cronin. I go, you're making rookie mistakes, buddy. I go, it's Lutz, not Lutz, and it's Cronister. Get it right, rookie.
I'm going to need you to turn in your badge again.
Listen to this, though. This guy was in Costco. He said he rushed out of Costco and started driving to the sheriff's office. Meantime, he had the call on speaker and was confirming the deputy's name, the judge's name, and the other info on Google, and everything was checking out. Rosati said he even planned on hanging up and calling back, but the caller didn't have any issues with that, repeating a badge number to give. But warning that if he didn't call back, deputies would have to be sent to his home. That's insane.
That is pretty wild.
He said, I'm about 20 minutes into it. They transferred me to a different department, and that's when they lost me. And they lost me because they said, sir, we're actually going to have you pay your civil penalty. We're going to instruct you to go to a different address before you come to the sheriff's office. And as soon as it started to go with the money, I was like, this is a scam. Where would they have sent them? Do they actually have an office set up somewhere?
That would be wild.
Or just outside somewhere that's like a office building and be like, are you Brian? Okay,
we're waiting for you.
We can do it here and here's your receipt and, you know, doing out that. Yeah. But also, I think at some point you just go, okay, we'll have uniform officers come to my house and arrest me then.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I was ready to send my wife to jail. I said, I'll bring her to you.
Well, I think the fact that they want you to pay over the phone is the biggest.
That's a sketch.
But it's sketchy, but that I think that's the biggest tell sign, because everything you can pay online.
If they're going this deep with all the different details, this works on people all day long.
Sure, dude.
Like, it's working all across, all over the place.
Especially old people.
Yes.
You know how well it's working, too? Mm-hmm. This guy, Rosati, posted this on Twitter, and he said, I've probably had 20 to 30 individuals who have posted or privately messaged me saying that they've lost anywhere between $500 and $20,000.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Because once you give them your information, they take more out?
I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. They'll get you for everything.
Like,
and it says, with data leaks, call spoofing, AI, and other tools becoming more common, so is the sophistication of scam calls.
Yeah, but you don't even need, like, what's so crazy is you don't even need a data leak. You can literally just go on the dark web and buy, you know,
tens of thousands of bits of information. Minutes on your Facebook page and probably get most of it.
But also, Carmen, think about some 80-year-old lady that they're like, so-and-so, whatever her name is, do you have a son? Yeah, well, we have him in custody and need, you know, 20. Okay, well, how do I do it? You know.
Well, let me repeat this and say it loud and clear. The Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office is warning residents of a recent increase in phone scams where people pose as Hillsborough County Sheriff Office employees. The sheriff's office says they will never request money or personal information over the phone. And if you suspect you're being targeted by a scam, hang up the phone immediately. You will never, ever, ever be asked to pay or provide personal information over the phone from the sheriff's office. That is the number one thing you should know. If you get a phone call and somebody's asking you to pay something over the phone that is a from the sheriff's office, know that that is a scam.
Also, I would just say don't answer random numbers.
You can't, though. Yeah, I mean, I get a lot of random numbers that end up being important things that I don't know.
But if it's important, they'll leave a message. Scam artists will not leave messages.
Also not true. They left a message for Amanda. That's how she called them back.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and she said, this is officer whatever. This is my badge number. This is my direct line at work. Please call here about this thing. And she called him back.
Detective Carmen, stop giving false information.
Right? I'm just saying, I never get messages left.
Yeah, a lot of them do hang up.
A lot of them, because a lot of them, they're like automated.
But they're getting more and more elaborate now because, you know.
Right.
Just wait till they start taking people's voices and faking, you know, people's voices. We've got your uncle John right here, and he says that you should give him the money. Is that true? Yes, it's true. All right, go ahead and send it. You know,
we went ahead with passwords. I gave out the kids passwords. I said, if you need to call me if you're in trouble, you need to say this. Yeah. And if I don't hear that, I'm not sending you any money.
What's the word?
Tacos epic. Mike Cal, the show. Good morning.
Hello.
Yes. Hello.
I was calling about the scam that's going on in Hillsborough County.
Yeah. Did you get scammed?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, how far along did you get?
Well, he didn't get my money, but he actually called me at my job. I'm a nurse supervisor, and got me on the phone and told me that I missed my court duty, and that there was a bench warrant out for me, and that I owed two fines of $300 a piece, and actually knew my address, which I knew that they would scam people.
Right.
But when they actually tell you your address, I mean, it takes you back. I mean, he was good.
Yeah.
And he was like, if you take care of it now. And I said, okay, let me go get my debit card. Well, I went to the other room and got on my cell phone and called 911.
Oh, smart.
And they was like, he says he's a Detective Mike Kennedy. And they said, hang up. He is a scam artist. And I went back and I said, huh?
No, go ahead.
And so I told him and I said, you know, try to scam somebody else, buddy. And I hung up on him. But it scares you because it's like, what if I do hang up and they really are the police and they really do come arrest me?
Well, just so you know, again, and it was in the paper and the police are saying it, they will never ask you for money over the phone. So anybody that's getting a call and is asking for money to be paid over the phone to the Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office or another agency, do what you did. Call 911 or call the sheriff's office from a different phone and ask them. But they're telling you they will never ask you for money over the phone.
Yeah.
Well, now you know. Good move. Call 911.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Munkin. Right.
You guys have a good day. Bye.
I wish I could go, hey, I'll come meet you somewhere.
Yeah.
That would be great.
Well, Michael, last week, my mom was over, and she got a phone call. And the phone call was, she was at my house at the time, but the phone call was at her place where she lives. And there was a guy there who said that he had a delivery from the county. And I'm like, well, what is it? He's like, well, it's underwear and milk, and she needs to sign for it.
Oh, Phyllis!
Yeah, and I'm like, no. No, she's not signing anything. If you want to leave it there, go ahead. He's like, well, I'm not going to be able to do that. But I think they were just trying to get her signature.
Oh, that might have been it.
Underwear and milk.
Yeah, I'm like, come up with something better than that.
Well, she's an old lady, and they're doing a new program, the underwear and milk program. Yeah. No longer giving out cheese.
Underwear.
Mike, out the show. Good morning. Hello.
Hi, is this me?
Yes, that's you.
Hey, so I'm actually the one that heard you talking about your wife getting the call, and I told my guy, my detective, I was like, hey, you might want to call this guy.
Oh, you told somebody to give me a call after you heard me talk about it?
Yeah, the detective that called you, I work with them. I am not a detective, but I work with them, and I was like, oh my God, I've been working on this case for months. It is insane how deep this goes.
Yeah.
But what they're actually doing, so it's an entire ring of people. But what they can do is once they get a victim, they also then victimize them again by taking that information they got, even if they got several thousands of dollars from them, they're taking that information that they got from them and then opening fraudulent bank accounts in those names and even furthering victimizing them.
Yeah, well, that's crazy. So what, let me ask you, in your, I don't know what you can say and what you can't, but are they local people?
They are not local, and they may or may not already be in jail.
Oh, that's good. But, I mean, clearly not all of them, you know.
Yeah, no, they're doing it from within, if you catch my drift.
Holy cow. Interesting.
Yeah, not local, though. Not the state of Florida that we've been able to find, but there's definitely people that are already incarcerated that this is their full-time job.
Holy cow.
Well, and let me tell you,
yeah,
where they're getting most of this information, so they try to do women that appear wealthy, like women that are real estate agents that have like really high-end listings, but LinkedIn is where they get a ton of their information.
Mm. Yeah, because people seem to trust LinkedIn a little bit more than social media because they think they could put their phone numbers on there and all that stuff.
For business.
Yeah.
Well, that is like one of the primary sources, so people definitely need to keep their LinkedIns on lockdown.
Wow, that is crazy. So the other thing is the technology that they have with the spoofing to make you think that it's coming up a sheriff's office when they call you.
Well, they're also using AI. So there's one from like last week, for example, where like you'll get a call and it can be, you know, an older person where it's like your nephew, their voice. They're taking their voice from like a video on Facebook or whatever, and they're having AI generate a statement saying like, hey, I've been arrested. I need some bond money. And they will send them the money. They're actually having couriers go to these victims' houses to pick up money.
Well, wow. Yeah, that's what we were saying before. That's why my kids and I, we talked about it, and we have passwords. So if it was one of my kids calling me, they'd have to say, hey, you know, Taco Zempic, and I'll know that it's the truth.
Yeah, the sheriff's office also has on their website a warrant inquiry search that anybody, if you're thinking like, oh my God, do I have one? It's a public facing site that you can go on, enter your name, and it'll tell you whether or not you have one.
Absolutely insane. I appreciate the heads up. Thank you. And hopefully you guys lock these guys out.
Yeah, hopefully.
All right. Thanks, Pumpkin.
Thanks.
That's insane, man. The technology that's going to be used against us, it's going to be so hard to keep up with.
The AI voiceover stuff is really scary.
Yeah, but I'm telling you right now, if my nephew Billy calls me and he's like, hey, Uncle Michael, I've been arrested, I'm going to be like, I'm sorry, Billy. I can't be involved in this. Call your father.
I was listening to Mo last night. And
sorry, go ahead.
And he had somebody try to open a bank account in his name, like in Georgia.
Oh, really?
Like they took his whole identity with his social security number, everything.
And they get scammed? Yeah.
They opened an actual bank account in Mo's name in Georgia.
Really?
Yeah.
That is so, it's so weird that, like, think about when you go into a bank and what you have to bring and what you have to... You
know, but it's so easy because, like I said, they can literally, you can just go on the dark web and you can buy people's information on the dark web for super cheap, man. It's unbelievable.
I know, but I always feel like they could find you easily, but clearly,
what do you mean?
Like, I don't know.
Like the cops can find you easily?
Yeah, like, what happens once I open the account? Now it's attached to me.
Yeah, but you're using dummy information. They usually have a protected IP address.
Something, that's...
You know
and usually
mean?
It's a quick grab, it's some cash, and then you're out. You're not, like, you know, setting up.
Yeah, because, I've just read that what people can do is if you have a credit card in your name,
right?
Like, let's say then I get into your information, I can use your credit card to buy Visa gift cards, and I could just max out your card on Visa gift cards.
Yes.
And now I have...
It's gone now, yeah. It's gone.
Once I start hearing gift cards, I know it's a scam.
Yeah, dude.
Mike Calvin Show, good morning.
Hey, Mike, Steve, enjoy the show. I just want to let you know this past weekend, I just got scammed. I was on the phone on a Best Buy website, and they asked me for an email, which I put in. They asked me for a phone number, which I put in. And then immediately once I put the phone number in, I get a voice recording saying, thank you very much. We've now subscribed you to a two-year Best Buy premium program for $199 a month. And I'm like, no. And they said, if you want to get out of this, please stay on the line. So I stayed on the line. This guy from India picks up. Of course, I couldn't understand half of what he said. And he's like, oh, yes, sir. He says, if you want to cancel this, we need to get on a laptop. And I'm like, no. If you can charge it on my phone, you can credit it on my phone.
They
would not go through the whole, I wound up having to hang up, call Best Buy. They couldn't verify it. So over the weekend, I went into Best Buy to verify that my account wasn't hacked or anything. And they said, we don't show any charges, but $199 for a premium program.
And so were you actually charged from that anywhere? Or I mean, obviously it wasn't Best Buy, but did anybody actually get your $200?
Well, according to Best Buy, no. And I did not give them any credit card information or anything. So
okay.
I don't know if it was just a scam looking for more information so they could bill me or what, but I shut it off real quick.
It's insane, man. Well, good that you had the smarts to check that out, sir.
Thank you.
Yep, thank you.
And they could probably tell you, hey, give us the credit card number and we'll make sure it comes off your
right.
You know?
Oh, man, you little Indian bastards. Mike, out the show, though. Mike, out the show. Good morning. Who makes a phone call and then just puts the phone down?
Oh, is that me?
Yeah, that's you, sir.
Oh, hey, I never know. Hey, so just like a kind of like a public service announcement or something where I got scammed 2 years ago. I was, for lack of a better term, I was on a dating site, but I had given out my phone number to someone. And the next day I got a bunch of, you know, pictures of, I don't know where they got them from, of, you know, decapitated bodies. And like, I must have been like cartel, you know, cartel stuff. I mean, people rolled up and it was horrifying. I was like, what the hell in it? And it had, you know, my parents' names, my sister's names, addresses, all this stuff. And they were demanding money from me, you know, and I was like, kind of freaking out. And I was like, you know, hold on a second. What do they have? They have my phone number. So I Googled my phone number. And I mean, the amount of information that was on there was insane. All this, that's where they got all the info from.
Right.
So what I'm trying to, hopefully this helps people, but if you go on YouTube and look, there's a few great videos on how to get your personal information off of the internet. Google, you know, basically, or look up on YouTube, getting, you know, your personal information off the internet. There's like three main sites. One of them is LexisNexis, and there's a couple other ones, and they're basically data collection sites. There's another one too, something Harvard Analytica or Cambridge Analytica. They were one of the ones that was involved in some election fraud years ago or something. So you watch this video, it explains you got to really go through these websites and find it. It's a little hidden icon you got to click on. It says opt out. So you go in these three or four sites and opt out. You know, and the video said, okay, do all this, do the opt out. You got to put in your personal information. It's, you know, your social security, all that.
Sure,
stuff.
Yeah.
It says wait 48 hours and go back and Google yourself again. So I'm impatient. I waited 12 hours after doing it, and there's nothing on it. I mean, my phone number, my name, you know, nothing came up. And ever since I've done that, I've gotten barely any. I haven't had any
issues. Like less calls. See,
I still get the telemarketers, but
yeah, I got crazy. Patty called me on my cell phone one time, and I answered the phone, and I talked to her, and I was like, "How did you get my phone number?" And she insisted she got it on the internet, and I go, "It's impossible." So I Googled my phone number, and sure enough, it came up on a couple of search pages. And I did exactly what you did. I had to go in there. I had to opt out of it. I had to have them take it off, and in 48 hours, it took it off. So I think for the most part, it's out of there. But yeah, but the thing that you have to worry about is after you go through all that trouble, it's still on the dark web somewhere. Somebody already has it. So, but that's smart that you're really staying on top of it.
Yeah, that is true. And there's another one too that got me was when you register a business in Florida, your information is now out there for the world to see. So if you don't use a PO box, now everyone has your home address and, you know.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, I got kids, so I'm not inviting everybody over, but I'm prepared if they show up, if you know what I'm saying.
There you go. I know.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate the call. Good luck in staying out of the scams. Listen, you're probably not going to get it out, and you're not going to be able to pull it down off all the sites and all that stuff. So be prepared and know that these people are out there. And like the sheriff said, and I'll repeat it again, they will never ask you for money, and that means through a credit card or anything over the phone. And if you have a problem, hang up with the phone call and then either call the sheriff's office directly or go down to the sheriff's office and talk to them. You'll be surprised how helpful they are and how willing they are to go the extra mile to try and find out who these people are. So, all right, I got to take a break. Ask Saddam is due in the studio. The phone lines, Carmen, if you wouldn't mind clearing them, and then we will load them up with folks for Ask Saddam, 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. Ask Saddam up next on 1025 The Bone.
You're listening to The Mike Caltas Show. Now, a Bone traffic update from the Farrah and Farrah Personal Injury Attorneys.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.